This is Tracy.
And this is Sheila, and we're Wi-Fi Chicks. And this week's episode is about Trinity Pub, that's where J.P. Fitzpatrick's used to be, over at the AMC in Whitby. There's a little plaza there with a bunch of businesses around that movie theater.
And just for posterity, this is take two, because, you know, we're like that. And we're actually coming to you from Murphy's downtown in Oshawa on Simcoe Street. Used to be, you said, the Hare and the Hound.
Yeah.
And now it's Murphy's. You said it looks almost the same inside, just has a dance floor now.
Yeah, the only thing they added was a dance floor. There used to be one of those little step-up risers, but...
And this is kind of an interesting coinkydink, because one of the things that I've been hardcore addicted to since Trinity's was one of the beers they have on tap for Mill Street. We were walking by this place, and they have a sign in the window that says, "Now on tap, Vanilla Porter by Mill Street." So it's a good way to start it. We, like Sheila said, Trinity is the replacement for J.P. Fitzpatrick's. She did a little research and found out it's not a standalone kind of single establishment. It is part of a chain of pubs, kind of like a Firkin, but they're not Firkins.
Yeah, there's the Brazen Head, there's Finn McCool's, there's a bunch of other pubs in that family.
But they do not fall under the normal rules of chains, because this place is just outstanding.
Mm.
It was a happy accident that we found it. We had heard through the grapevine that something had moved into the old space. We went out to see a movie Christmas Eve, and lo and behold, there's a pub there. So we thought, hey, you know, let's go get a beer before the movie. Rather have beer than popcorn.
We went to go see The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. It was really good, by the way.
And we sauntered. The decor is almost the same.
They pretty much just changed the name. Everything else is...
It's identical.
Very similar.
It still looks gorgeous inside. It's still very cozy. Lots of seating. The place could probably hold, what, 200 people probably?
Well, yeah, and they do have a couple of banquet rooms that you can actually rent out.
Yes, they can accommodate, I think, parties up to 60 to 80, if not even a few more. If you go to their website, they do have catering menus you can peruse. Their prices really are pretty reasonable if you're going to throw a party. Even at just a cocktail party, they do some nice platters you can get and have like a little cocktail thing going on. So it would be a great destination for like a small engagement party or like a shower or a bachelor party. That would be a great place to take someone to for a bachelor party if you're really going to swank it up.
Or a Jack and Jill.
That'd be an awesome destination for Jack and Jill. Or even a small wedding. You know, if you're going to have a small intimate wedding of under 50, under 80, that'd be an awesome place to do it.
I mean, let's face it, for... What was it? Under $25 a person, you can have a three-course meal.
Yes. Under $25 a person for the one menu, because they have different rankings of menus, depending what you want to spend and what you want available. So it's really very, very reasonable, especially considering the quality that they're offering. So our happy accident that day, we go in, get a pint. Really impressed when we walked in. Even though we aren't fans of Caesars, they had a Caesar bar out.
Which is kind of cool. They give you the Caesar blank, the Clamato and vodka, and then you can dress it however you like.
The Caesar blank.
We ended up having Cronenberg 1664, the Blanco, which was a wheat version of the regular Cronenberg 1664.
And it was very much the, I don't want to say stereotype because it sounds negative, but it was like the role model.
It was a textbook.
It was a textbook Belgian wheat.
Yeah.
It had a little bit of the tang to it. It had the sweetness to it. It had that really nice mouthfeel.
You get the kind of the ethylenes where it kind of almost has that banana taste.
Yes, yes, exactly. Very, very much a textbook Belgian wheat. Delicious, though. First time we've ever had it on tap that we can remember. So I was thrilled they had it. They have a great selection of beers, with 20-ish on tap, I think.
Yeah, thereabouts, and then a bunch of stuff on in bottles and in cans, too, as well.
And since we were there having a pint, we thought, well, we need a snack, because, you know, beer goes great with food. And we ordered off the appetizer menu, the pulled pork poutine.
Triple P.
Yes.
Really good. The pulled pork was nice and saucy and very tender, and that little bit of sweetness went really great with the saltiness of the gravy on the poutine and the saltiness of the curds.
Yes.
It was a really nice contrast flavor.
And the fries were really good, excellent quality fries, good hand-cut kind of deals. Everything went perfectly together. They brought it out hot and fresh. It wasn't soggy. It was a decent portion for 2 to 3 people to split as an appetizer. Many more than that, you might want a second one. They aren't epic size proportions for the appetizers. They're normal size proportions, which is good.
Yeah.
Because then you're not going to not be able to eat your meal. And it came out in a cute little colander with like a brown wax paper thing in it. Which,
yeah.
You know, they get some points for presentation because cuteness always works with us.
Yeah.
And the staff was really nice that day. We're just chatting with the bartender, really pleasant lady. While we were there, we were perusing their specials. They do something almost every night of the week.
Yeah.
Monday night is appetizer night. Tuesday was 40 cent wing night. Wednesday was
$6 appetizers, right?
No, that's the family. That was the one you were all gaga over.
Yeah, the meet the family thing is they have 4 different kinds of Irish beers for $5 a pint. Mm-hmm. They have Guinness, Kilkenny, Smithix, and Harp. Great. You can pick any one of those things and drink that all night, right?
Yes, definitely. And then Thursday night is liver and onions night.
Hmm.
Yeah, we're really big fans of that. That's sarcasm if you can't tell. And I think Friday night is just, they have a rotating special. They said ask about our Friday night special. So I think it's a chef's choice kind of.
Yeah.
We're going to get creative night. And I don't recall, I believe Saturday and Sunday is when they do the brunch menu.
Yeah.
And they have a brunch menu until 3 p.m. And they also do the Caesar bars on the weekends around brunch. I know it's on Sunday. Not sure if it's on Saturday.
Which night was the pint and the pie night?
Oh, I'm sorry. That was Thursday. Wednesday's liver and onions, Thursday's pint and a pie.
Okay.
So, my bad. So, of course, our eyes light up because Sheila's birthday was that Monday. And we said, we should just come out here and...
That's a perfect thing to do.
Do some apps and get some pints.
Have some snacks, have some drinks.
Mm-hmm. So, our second visit, and we thoroughly researched this place for a change.
Yeah, I know, for real. We put the call out on Facebook, and John and Veronica were unobligated, so they actually were able to come meet up with us.
Mm-hmm.
And we had... they were doing this promo in December, too, where it was a meet the family all month in December from 4 until 6. And since we rolled in there around 4:30, we had a couple good hours of enjoying $5 harps and Kilkenny's and whatever you really wanted, right?
And Veronica and I were solidly behind the Ontario block.
You guys went Mill Street all the
way.
We
went Mill Street.
She was drinking the Mill Street Organic. You were having your vanilla porter.
Which is just divine. If you haven't had the vanilla porter from Mill Street yet, you have to try it if you like a dark beer.
Mm-hmm.
It's perfect. Even people who don't like dark beers might like it.
Well, it's not as heavy as a stout
because
it's a porter, right? So it's a little bit lighter on the tongue.
Yes.
A little bit more refreshing.
Mm-hmm. It's a good winter beer.
Mm-hmm.
If I could get this in a bottle, I'd drink it all winter. I would have to have one every day for medicinal purposes.
Of
course. All the vitamins.
Yes.
Yes, that's my angle. So we decided to abuse the $6 appetizer menu. They have 6 apps they have for $6. They have the macaroni and cheese fritters.
Mm-hmm. Served with smoked ketchup on the side.
They have dry riblets. They have poutine. They have wings. And then they had asparagus and spinach dip. And there was one more. That's only 5. Calamari was the 6th one. So they have some other appetizers they don't have on the appetizer special menu. One of them was the pulled pork poutine we had before. They had the smoked bacon appetizer.
Yeah, the whiskey smoked bacon was supposed to be in a box tea.
Mm-hmm. Which was pivotal to the visit because we ordered a bunch of appetizers. And we said, well, we're going to get that too and try it.
We ordered everything but the riblets from the $6 menu. And then we also ordered the whiskey smoked bacon.
And keep in mind, this was enough food for 4 people, pretty much for a meal. John came in saying, I'm going to order some food, too. And he had his eye on the butter chicken.
Yeah.
And halfway through the appetizers, he's like, you know, I don't think I'm going to order the butter chicken now. This is enough food. So
it was nice to snack like that.
Yeah, for about 4 people, 6 apps, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Which actually ended up being 5 apps. Because, oh no, 6, because there were double orders of wings.
Yeah.
The bacon. Might as well tell the bacon story. The epic saga of the bacon that wasn't.
Well, this is the mark of a good place, right?
Exactly. This was actually impressed us a lot.
So we ordered it, and then she came out immediately after she put in our order and said, it's going to be a little while because the chef's not happy with how the sauce came out, with how the glaze came.
It was burnt. He said it tasted burnt. He wasn't happy.
Yeah.
They were going to redo it. Is it okay? Do we want to wait? Or do we want to order something
else? We said, sure. Thanks for the update. Because I immediately want to be updated. If something's going to be a while, I don't care if you dropped it. I don't care if it got burnt. Whatever. You know, things happen. But I'd rather be kept in the loop so that I know. So I'm not just sitting there wondering.
And we will give any place the benefit of the doubt. And that was awesome. And we were there for the long haul. We were there to hang out, relax, have a few beers.
I'm like, we're not in any rush. Go ahead. Make it again.
Mm-hmm.
We'll wait for it. No problem.
So... we munched on our appetizers, munch, munch, munch.
Great conversation, great company.
We'll come back to the appetizers. They come out a little bit later, her and the manager, apologizing. We're really sorry, it's almost ready. It's just the sauce is not thickening. We're like, okay, not a big deal, we've got time. They finally come out at the end, like, we're very sorry, the bacon's just not going to happen tonight. And they felt horrible, but we weren't upset because we would rather them say we can't serve this to you because it's not up to our standards to serve us crap.
Than to just get it out there so that they could get it off the...
Yeah. And
it's off the ticket rack,
it's a $10 appetizer, so it's not the kind of thing that you just want to shove it out. It's not like an order of fries that might be a little too crispy. This is something that your customers are paying a decent amount for. It's something you're really proud of because it's a unique dish, mm-hmm. and you want it to be right. And that was awesome that they did that.
Yeah. Not only did they keep us in the loop, but they didn't serve mm-hmm. us something that they wouldn't eat themselves.
Yes. So that was really awesome. Back to the appetizers. So let's start with the macaroni and cheese fritters. Those things were so cool.
Those were amazing. I forgot what they were at first, and I broke it in half, and then I saw the macaroni and cheese inside.
And it's just macaroni and cheese. It's breaded and deep fried, and it ends up coming out a little bit bigger than a golf ball.
Yeah. Look kind of like hush puppies.
Yeah, actually. I think they maybe even were called hush puppies on the menu. Fritter or hush puppies? I just remember fritters. Macaroni and cheese and deep fried, and Veronica saying, yeah, we need that.
Yes.
So they were really good. The macaroni and cheese inside was nice and cheesy. It wasn't flavorless like some macaroni and cheeses can get. The breading was crunchy and crispy and delicious.
Mm-hmm. And it was cooked perfectly.
It was. Nice
and that
hot.
Smoked ketchup on the side was amazing.
Yeah. They doctored their ketchup. And it had like a smoked kind of spicy seasoning to it. Went perfect with the mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling Sheila about it, about how macaroni and cheese and ketchup kind of goes together, because when I was a kid and you went away to Girl Scout camp, and I feel bad because the cooks did what they could with what they had, but when you're making large quantities of food, something's always going to not be as good as it could be if you're making it for your family. And the macaroni and cheese was always flavorless, and it didn't matter how much cheese they put in. Now that I'm older and I know how to cook, I probably know what went wrong. And it wasn't the cheese. They were using cheese that was probably like American cheese or something instead of something with some guts to it. But they were making it for kids. So you had this flavorless, like, goo. So you, when we were kids, you just add ketchup to it. And all of a sudden, it tasted like something. So you could eat it.
Zero-level purified food spill.
Exactly. So it was kind of like a blast from the past to have ketchup to dip it in. But it went really well.
Well, people always put ketchup on their Kraft dinner here, too, which is the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. Because Kraft dinner has, well, it has flavor, but I don't know.
Anyways.
We digress. Let's not start that flame war. So, we had that. We had two orders of wings.
Was it the hot honey garlic?
We had the hot honey garlic, and John and Veronica got the regular honey garlic. Both were delicious, very well-cooked wings of the breaded variety. It's hard to go wrong with wings. If someplace does go wrong with wings, you want to worry. Don't worry. You have nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
Really good stuff.
The spinach and artichoke dip
was killer.
Awesome. And we had too many chips. We ran out of dip before we ran out of chips, which is good, because you don't want to sit there and just be staring at the dip with nothing to dip it in, right?
And then grab a spoon, and then your wife yells at you and says, don't do that, that's weird. So kudos to them for having the right proportion of chips to dip. Very delicious.
Because you can always sit there and munch on the chips. It's no big deal.
And it was good artichoke dip. The artichoke bits weren't too big. The spinach wasn't, you know, like overpowering everything. It was really, really well done. The calamari was
awesome.
Now, all the appetizers we had to this point were of normal appetizer proportions. It'd be a thing you'd share with a table of four for a late nibble. If you have two people, it's going to be a hearty nibble. The calamari comes out, and this one was of epic size.
It was pretty huge.
It was a dinner plate piled full of calamari, and it was good.
It was cooked properly.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't overcooked. It wasn't super rubbery.
There was a
breading
dry,
was good on it.
There was a dry seasoning they had sprinkled over the breading, so it was a little bit salty, but it was still delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And they served it with like a chipotle mayonnaise style dip.
And you like that?
I actually
went really
liked
well
it.
With it.
Yeah, I know you were worried I was becoming a mayonnaise person. Who are you? What have you done with Tracy?
The pod people.
Yes, but I really enjoyed it with the calamari, and that was. It was almost one of those ones we had to pick at, because it was at the end of the night and we just weren't up to finishing it. So, and then we had just regular poutine with it, and the regular poutine was just like the pulled pork poutine, but without the poutine, without the pork, without the poutine. What would be left? Here's your French fries.
There you go.
Can I have a poutine hold the poutine? No.
So,
overall, very, very fun evening. Again, really nice staff, and we even badgered them a little bit for information.
Because they're having a Robbie Burns night. We're going to. Ba-da!
We want to explain, Sheila, what a Robbie Burns night is, because we have a lot of people listening who probably don't know what that is.
Yeah, unless you're of, like, Scottish or British descent, you're probably not really sure what it is. Robbie Burns was a Scottish poet from the, I want to say, late 1700s, and he's one of Scotland's national treasures. Some of his famous ones are My Love is Like a Red, Red Rose. He actually wrote a toast to the haggis. And whenever you do one of these Robbie Burns parties, there's a bunch of toasts, and usually it's in formal wear. And there's usually a lot of scotch, and there's a lot of haggis. And the toasts are to the bairns, or the kids, to the ladies, to the gentlemen, and to the haggis. And to, of course, Robbie Burns himself. So it's usually a big formal dinner with lots of booze, great celebration of Scottish culture, and it's a great excuse to celebrate. It's like the Scottish version of St. Patrick's Day, but it's much more, I don't know, subdued?
Civilized.
Yeah.
It's
dare I say
it. Civilized. So it sounds like.
I mean, I'm sure things get rowdy, but...
Yeah. But it's not with people, you know, dyeing their bodies green and running through the streets with shamrock glasses on, screaming and drinking horrible beer that's been tinted green.
Yeah.
Which is the American version of St. Patrick's Day. I know it's very different in Ireland, but in the States, we have twisted it into an abomination.
In Ireland, they just go to church because it's St. Patrick's Day. It's a saint day, you know?
Well, I'm sure they're celebrating, too. But in the States, we've taken it and run with it and have done horrible things to it. But they're fun things, so, you know.
They're horribly fun.
Yes.
So we've got tickets for the Robbie Burns.
Yes.
And if go and check it out, definitely go. Tickets are reasonable, especially for what you're getting.
Which we're going to talk about that chronologically in a second. But we badgered them for information. We're like, hey, are you guys going to do Robbie Burns night? And they said, actually, yes. We don't have the information yet, but we'll have it soon. So fast forward 3 days later, because this was on a Monday. Thursday rolls around. We get paid. Hey, do you want to go out and check out their special for Thursday night?
Hey, it's pint and a pie. Let's go get a pint and a pie.
And up here in Canada, it's one of the big phenomenons at bars is the pint and a pound special. And it's usually a special between $8 to $12, $15, depending where you go. You get a pound of wings and a pint of beer, usually something on draft that's
usually
not crazy.
Domestic, yeah.
Yeah. And it's a popular special because you're getting a meal with your drink for $10. A pound of wings is a decent amount of food. Granted, you know, big dudes eat 2 pounds.
It's almost like getting a pound of wings and getting a half-price beer with it.
Yeah.
That's usually about how it goes.
Yeah. And a pound of wings is, I say, on our 1 to 5 portion scale, it's a solid 3.
Mm-hmm.
So a pint and a pie, that's even more awesome.
Exactly. And the pints that you get to choose from the Mill Street collection.
Yes, because the special is a pint of the Mill Street with one of their pies. So we go sauntering in Thursday evening for that. I ordered the cottage pie, and Sheila had, you're supposed to, what was it called?
I was the chicken pot pie.
The chicken pot
pie. Or traditional chicken pot pie.
Yes. She had the, I don't remember your beer with that. I know, obviously, I had the vanilla porter.
I had the Tank House Ale.
Mm-hmm. So I know you want to wax philosophic
expound
about yours.
Go ahead. This is the best chicken pot pie I've ever actually had, like, ever. And I think it's because they had sage in it, and it tasted like there was chicken stuffing. So it tasted more like Christmas dinner than it did, here's your regular chicken pot pie.
Mm-hmm. Well, the crust was just
flaky, buttery,
yeah,
divine.
Perfect.
Yes.
Perfect. It just
golden
made,
brown and delicious.
I stole a bite of it, and I have to say, I was thinking of the Alton Brown episode about pie crust, and he's talking about tender, flaky, because it was both. It was tender, but it was flaky. It was like a croissant, but it was a pie croissant.
Yeah. That's actually a good... That's what the texture was like.
Yeah.
Amazing.
We don't know if it's handmade crust or if they just have a killer supplier, but either way...
It could be either way.
Because
a lot of their stuff seems like it's like made from scratch, so...
Yeah. It wasn't salty.
No, it was perfect.
It was like all white meat in it. Great vegetables.
And the gravy was amazing.
And it came with... What was it on the side?
There was mashed potatoes, and the pie was kind of propped up so that it was facing you.
Yeah.
At a 45-degree angle. And then there was peas, which I love. So I ate my vegetables.
Peas are her favorite vegetable. So that was right up Sheila's alley. It looked killer. We have great pictures. They're going to go up on Facebook with this episode. Awesome deal. It was $15. That's the special, by the way. Pint and a pie for $15. Mm-hmm. You can't touch that with a 10-foot pole anywhere else.
Yeah.
Great deal. So I got the cottage pie. And Sheila looked at mine. She looked at her. She's like, oh, mine looks better. I'm like, well, I really like mine. Mine came in a oval ramekin. It had a really nice garden salad on the side, which was frickin' delicious.
It did look good.
I will admit, I did look at the garden salad combo with the pie and say, this is like an episode of Sesame Street. One of these things doesn't belong. Mm-hmm. I was a doubting Tracy, but the salad with the tangy crunchy really went well with the savory pie. It matched. It cooled it off because the pie was a little hot in the beginning.
Well, it gave you something to eat while the pie was cooling,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was just a nice contrast. It really worked. The cottage pie is pretty much like a shepherd's pie, but it had a nice mound of cheese spread out over the top with the potatoes that was melted into it. It was killer. The potatoes were awesome. The cheese really topped it off. The ground meat in it, all their beef is Ontario hormone-free, antibiotic-free beef. This was really good beef, and it wasn't too dry. It was a little bit greasy, but when you say greasy, that usually has a negative connotation. This wasn't the negative side of greasy. This was the comfort
food
kind
unctuous.
Of grease. It was unctuous.
And moist.
And moist. But it was moist because of the fat in it. But it was like the perfect amount of fat.
Yeah.
It's what you want in a dish like that. There was corn and carrots also mixed in with it, as there should be.
Mm.
The sauce that was with it was almost a touch on the sweet side, but it was still, like, delicious. I can't explain it. It was perfect. There was a tomato base.
It was well-balanced.
It was well-balanced. It was just one of those things that it was a total comfort food dish. I totally destroyed it, just hoovered it down.
and then ate the rest of my mashed potatoes.
And finished your mashed potatoes.
Three quarters of it.
You can't turn down good mashed potatoes.
Then they were good.
I just wish I had had a spoon with it so I could really scrape up all the saucy bits that were left. Because it was... I know you said you liked yours better, and I loved yours, but mine was exactly what I was craving at that point.
It was like, usually whenever we order stuff, we'll take a bite, and then we'll take a bite of the other person's, and then we'll switch.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the one time where we ordered what we wanted right off the bat.
I was a little worried she was going to grab mine, but no. The temptations of the chicken pot pie were too much to resist. That was a perfect chicken pot pie, to be honest. And
I think amazing.
You're right. It may be the best one we've ever had. Really impressed with that, though. I mean, the whole thing with taxes came to like $33 for a really good dinner out. It's a great special, great atmosphere, awesome staff.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot touch that, especially in this area. Then we happened to walk in that night. We're ordering. They have Robbie Burns ads all over the place.
The posters are everywhere.
Literally 3 days later, they had all the posters up with all the information. Rock on, awesome. So the details for the Robbie Burns night are you get a pint of...
The Innis & Gunn smoked scotch ale.
Yeah, it's like a 14-ounce glass of that. You get haggis. You get a scotch egg. You get filet mignon topped with black grouse sauce. Which I'm really...
Black grouse is that scotch that we told you guys about before.
Yes, it's a killer blended scotch. It's, for the price, it's awesome.
Yeah.
It really is. Even though it's blended. I know some people are going to turn their noses up because it's not a single barrel kind of deal.
Just
but
think
honestly,
of it as your everyday scotch.
It is. It's your go-to, I don't want to break out the good stuff, but man, this is still delicious kind of scotch.
Mm.
Then there's also going to be a Scottish shortbread and the Bard's special ice cream, which is one of their desserts on the menu. So
now a scotch egg is a hard-boiled egg that's got sausage. It's been shelled and it's got a sausage
crust
packed around it and then deep fried.
Yeah. I've never had a scotch egg. I am not a hard-boiled fan.
They're delicious.
I am so impressed with the food there that I'm willing to give it all a shot. I've never had haggis. I know you've had it and you like it.
Yeah, it's just like a sausage.
Yeah, so yeah. I'm willing to give this an honest shot because, again, everything we've had there so far has been delicious. Almost forgot to mention, too, the portion sizes for the pint and the pies. I'd put it as a solid 4.
Oh, that's a good dinner.
Yeah, it was a solid 4 in portion size. Aaron might look at it and say, I'm going to have dessert. A normal person will probably leave some food on their plate or possibly divide it in half and take some home.
Yeah.
So that's definitely a good deal there. But back to the Robbie Burns night. And now here's the kicker. Here's what makes the whole thing worthwhile.
Okay, so how much would you pay for a dinner like that? $45? That's good for a dinner like that.
Because there's going to be entertainment, you
know. Exactly.
It's a good night out. It's a great date night.
And then they're nosing 5 scotches.
Killer. They're going to have a fellow there who's going to tell you how to do it, what you need to know about the scotches. It's going to be about, when you nose a scotch, it's 1/2 ounce to 3/4 ounce, depending.
It's like a flight of something,
yeah.
Or it's like a sampler of something.
So you're pretty much getting a super flight of scotches.
Mm-hmm.
So that's killer right there. On top of this amazing dinner cooked by the chef who's running the place, who's doing a great job. And I have to say that's another thing that impressed me when I was bopping around the website. They have on the website with the menu, they have the chef and the sous chef's names up.
Yeah.
So they're actually getting some like public credit for what they're doing. Good job.
Yeah.
So.
Well, because I mean, the chef is a backbone for a place like that.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's as much about the food. If it's a gastropub, right? It's as much about the food as it is about the drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And people want quality food. They're not just going to be satisfied with, here's your beans on toast, here's your french fries and your crappy wings. Here's some decent food.
So it's nice to see that they do that for the chef and the sous chef. That makes me happy to see it, them getting credit like that. But yeah, Robbie Burns night, it's Tuesday, January 24th. We're actually bumping this episode up to the top of the queue and putting it out ASAP.
Because we want people to go there.
Yes.
I mean, you don't want it to be too crowded at the same time. You want it to be enough of a hit that they can do it next year.
Exactly. We're very excited. We will be doing an episode about it probably the next day. We have learned our lesson not to record after something like that.
Don't worry, I'll take notes.
Yes. Sheila's going to go with a notebook and take some detailed notes. I'll have the camera. We'll get you some good information. very excited for it, though.
Oh, I have one last thing to add, too. Since this is, like, kind of a meandering episode.
Yes.
You bought me, for my birthday, instead of cake. Who wants birthday cake with melted candles in it? Meh. Tastes like crayon. She bought me a scotch. Mm-hmm. Now, what was the scotch that you bought for me?
It was the 16-year-old, it was 16-year-old Islay from Lagavulin. I think I said it right.
I think you did, too, because it was the one with the G, not the one with the P.
Yes. And it's, you know, just a standard ounce of scotch. Again, kudos to the bar staff because they know what they're doing, because they asked me, does she want it on the rocks? Does she want it with water? And I said, actually, she goes back and forth, so could you just bring both on the side? And they didn't even bat an eyelash. Like, no problem.
Yeah, they sent it over with a tumbler of ice and a little carafe of nice water. Mm-hmm. So I took a little bit of water, poured a little bit in there just the way I like it. And it was really, really good scotch. It had notes of vanilla and it had notes of cedar in it. Very smooth, not super bitey.
No. I stole it really, really tiny. I wet my lips with it. It was barely even a sip and it was pretty killer. It's an expensive scotch at the LCBO.
It's like $108 a bottle.
I don't see us buying any anytime soon, but it's on the list because that was pretty killer.
Yeah.
Also, when you go there, do keep in mind it is a cash or credit card establishment. They mm-hmm. don't take debit. So just keep that in the back of your mind. Take your Visa, that kind of thing.
We tried to do the trick of just run my debit card like a Visa, and that didn't really work.
No. In fact, we should probably call the bank and say, hey, what's up with this? You said our debit cards have the Visa symbol now and work that way, but they don't. Anyhow, just some information you need to know. Overall, the place gets 2 really solid thumbs up. We're excited to see something in that location. We're excited it's as good as, if not better, than J.P. Fitzpatrick's was.
I know that's a pretty lofty claim, too.
Mm-hmm.
So friend them on Facebook. Check out their website. Mm-hmm. Go visit them. See some of their specials.
Yeah.
It's a good place.
And it's a family-style establishment, honestly. All the times we've been in there have been kids in there with their folks.
You could take your grandmother there and not think that anything appropriate is going to happen.
The prices are not, they're not bad, really. They're like going to like a nice pub, which is what it is. They're like Weasel prices, going to Waltzing Weasel or going out to Kelsey's or that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it's not like, you know, going to Mr. Burger or something like that. So just keep that in mind. You're looking at about $15 before alcohol per person, unless you go for one of the specials one night, which is still a really good deal.
Yeah.
I don't think... if you discount the alcohol, you would be hard-pressed to spend more than $20 a person unless you're going crazy with appetizers.
Yeah.
So it's a very reasonable place for what you're getting.
Anything else?
No, I'm just really excited. We're kicking the new year off with finding a place like that. It's very, very awesome. So this is Tracy.
And this is Sheila. And we are Zwei Fat Chicks. Thanks for listening.
We hope you enjoyed the Zwei Fat Chicks podcast. Please add us as a friend on Facebook and or follow us on Twitter. You can email your comments, questions, or suggestions to zweifatchicks@gmail.com. That's zweifatchicks@gmail.com. Our theme music is Hot Swing by Kevin MacLeod. Our podcasts, like Mr. MacLeod's music, are protected under a Creative Commons attribute copyright. You can make copies of our shows and share them with friends. Please make sure that credit is given. Thanks for listening and have a great day.